Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for tuning in to the Fix the Family, Fix America series Blog Talk Radio show. We're going to get off to a bang and explain why we are doing the Fix the Family, Fix America series and why this is one of the most important endeavors we think that can be accomplished today by all the mentors that we're going to talk about. One of the crucial aspects of dealing with success and making this country great again is getting personal responsibility back into America, getting the people back to work, people back to action, people back doing some very exciting things with their lives, and not just attempting to live, but also having a life. We have assembled just a veritable massive wonder of people that have joined together to go around and do this Fix the Family, Fix America series across this country. We have a fitness mentor. We have a relationship mentor. We have a career mentor. We've got speech and first impression mentor all the way from Denmark. We have ways to help you with publishing, ways to help you if you want to start a new business, ways to help you if you need to get a new job. We have ways to help you in all the myriad of ways that you could sit back and say, this is my problem in life, and we have that way to fix that. And that's what Fix the Family, Fix America is all about, is making sure that along with personal responsibility, we bring the family back. And we bring the family back by strengthening the father and the mother in all the ways that they could possibly be better at what they're doing. If they think they're better, if they think they need to jumpstart their career, of course they're going to get with the career guy, and he's going to show them ways to increase their resume, go out and get that job they desire. If they want to totally change careers and start their own business, we're going to get them their business cards and letterhead, and we're going to get them started. We are going to show dads and moms and parents how to connect more with their children. We're going to show everyone how you can be a success in whatever way you think success is needed. Now, let's back up just a few minutes, and I understand I'm trying to get all of the information that I possibly can. I only have 52 minutes remaining. And I'm trying to get all the information I possibly can to you. We're going to be doing these episodes every week for the Fix the Family, Fix America series for this entire year of 2010. So I'm very excited. And it doesn't have to be my voice on here every time. It could be any one of our mentors, or we could have a call-in show with some of our graduates. Anyway, Fix the Family, Fix America series is very, very, very important to us. We see, let me speak for me first, and then I'll go with everyone else. We see a certain dissolution of the family. We see a certain things that are happening inside the family unit that is causing America to have a not really breakdown, but definitely have a small issue to getting things done that we used to get done, such as sit at your dinner table. We used to have dinner together as a family. Most of us grew up that way. And the amazing thing is that went by the wayside, and we're trying to get that back. So we're going to show dads and moms how to get that back, how to grasp the time. I understand everyone's very, very busy. How to grasp the time of getting dads back, grasp the time of getting the family unit back together across that table. Inside Fix the Family, Fix America, we have a fitness mentor named Susie Sheena. She's going to show you how to be fit enough. We've got Suzanne Rye, a speech and first impression. She's been one of the most famous singers over in Denmark and in England that already have, you know, had concerts in front of hundreds of thousands of people. the people that are involved in this are so extraordinary. Dr. Beth Erickson, a relationship expert for over 40 years, or going on her fourth decade, I believe. She has written a book called Marriage is Not for Sissies, and she will show people how to be happier in their marriage, happier in their relationship, be all that they can be with their relationship. Because the three factors that we're looking at inside the family, let's just take Dad, for instance. Our very first program is called Positive Fathering. So we're going to take the dad for the first step. Let's talk about him for a second. The dad on the first step, we're going to show him how to be a better dad. Obviously, we're going to show him ways to connect with his children. We're going to show him ways that he can reconnect with his children if the relationship has been severed by time or errors. We're going to show you how to get back to that. Because when you have a child, one of the things that you have to realize is that now that is your legacy. That is your responsibility. That is something you need to change everything you are doing to go take care of. That is crucial, crucial, crucial element of play here. So for all the fathers, I mean, you hear so much about deadbeat dads and how they're not paying child support, how they're not even giving any support whatsoever. They just, donated their sperm and ran away. Well, we're not going to have that any longer. If the father shows us an initiative that he would like to go back to being a father, we will attempt to help him return to that role. You know, everyone makes mistakes. We're going to attempt to turn you to that role if that's where you want to go. But that's not our focus. Our focus is the dads that feel something's missing, that maybe they didn't learn all they could learn before becoming a dad. Maybe they didn't weren't preparing themselves for the role in the way that they could. It hit them as a surprise, or maybe it didn't hit them as a surprise, but still they feel overwhelmed by everything that changed in their life, because having a child is a humongous, tremendous change in your life. And that's an important element as a father, that when it all hits you, you got to step back and you got to look at it and you got to say, I got to make these changes. I've got to make this happen. I have to find a way to be the best dad I can possibly be. Now, we're not going for the utmost of perfection here. None of these mentors are perfectionists. In fact, we're all about having a lot of fun doing this first step, and then other steps is, you know, making sure that we get the results from our programs. It's very interesting. A lot of fatherhood initiatives are around the country. You could type in fatherhood on any web search device, and you'll see hundreds upon thousands of people and communities and organizations that have attempted to help fathers. Now, that is only one little tiny aspect of our Fix the Family, Fix America series, but it's something to note. If so many people are trying to help the fathers, then why are there so many fathers that need help? Is it pride that a father says, I don't need any help, I can do this? Is it lack of knowledge that says, I don't need any help, I can do this, my dad showed me how to do this, even if the dad didn't? I could see that it would be akin to dads that don't go to the doctor. That little pain is no big deal. I don't have to go to the doctor. I can easily see you as a father, if you're listening to this show, you're sitting there saying, I don't need this help. I'm going to be one of the best fathers in the world. I'm going to do my best. It's going to be really, really good, and I'm going to do all I can. And then stuff gets in the way. Life gets in the way. Your career gets in the way. Excuse me. A lot of things get in your way, and then suddenly you find out that your kid's 15, and you go, where did those years go? How do I recapture that? How can I make this better? So with the very first part, part one of the Fix the Family, Fix America series, that's the positive fathering workshops and boot camps, where we take fathers in, we show them how to be better dads, we show them how to be a dad, but then we also show them this. We show them how to be a better husband. We show them how to be, how to rekindle what made them see, what made them want to be with their mother, with their wife, their children's mother in the first place. We rekindle that romance. We're going to find a way to make that jump back on and see that they can make a difference. I actually am so amazed at how many people have relationship issues. As you know, the divorce rate is very large. Have relationship issues, but they don't even talk about it. Right now, hey, we got a special. This is super here. We got a special call in by one of our mentors. Let me see if I can get them live and on the air right now. This is Fix the Family, Fix America show. Is Susie? Are you there?
Hey, Jack.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello.
I can hear you now.
Hey.
I actually had to use the phone to make this phone call, so if I sound strange, I'm sorry.
Love
you
what
still
you're
there?
Talking about. I'm here.
Okay. All right.
Love what you're talking about, specifically when it comes to rekindling the romance.
Right.
Husband and wife, you know, a lot of what I talk about is taking care of yourself so that, you know, you can be a good wife and a good husband. And there's so many couples out there, and I think one of the reasons why people get divorced is they feel like their partner has pulled some bait and switch on them.
True,
you were this
true.
You were this one thing when I married you, and now you're sloppy. And you don't take great care of yourself, and we really have nothing to talk about.
And the communication factors break down.
Exactly. But, you know, it all comes back to taking care of yourself. You know, I had a conversation with a friend of mine last night, and we were talking about how I've been married for 12 years, and she's been married for almost 20 years, and talking about the fact that you still have to work at your relationship and work on yourself to be a good partner. And I think a lot of times we look to the other person to say, what happened to you? When really kind of look at ourselves and say, wow, you know, what's happened to me? I need to be an active participant in this marriage.
Personal responsibility.
Absolutely.
Right. For those who are tuning in and listening right now, let me first of all say this is Susie Sheena. She's the fitness mentor off of the for the Fix the Family, Fix America series. And she has her series called Fit Enough. Would you like to give a little description on how that works?
I'd love to. Thanks. I do believe everyone's life has very basic 7 compartments to it, and it's beyond your body. It is very much about being fit enough to truly enjoy your life and the life that you are leading and stop just existing. Really start living very fully in every part of your life, from the way you are a role model for your children, to the way you are a lover to your spouse or your partner or whoever, to you know, the way you are in your career, to the way you want to live your entire life and have some, you know, some foresight into how am I going to be when I'm old. And I think that if we can change our lifestyles enough to not run a marathon or you know, be able to just get up off the couch and do something with ourselves, that's being fit enough. It is taking what means something in your lifestyle and you know, creating great habits for yourself so that you can really enhance your life instead of depriving.
Yeah, it's very crucial, exactly what you talked about. Become a better father, become a better husband, and become a better man in your career or your business goals or whatever you decide that you want to earn your keep with. It doesn't have to be money keep or monetary keep, just, you know, to go and make a difference in whatever you
right.
want to choose. We help fathers, and it's funny, you called in specifically when I was talking about the Positive Fathering Seminar. We help fathers become better in all three of those aspects, and your
right.
fitness program shows them that they need to step up with their bodies to prepare for what could be thrown at them as a dad, as a husband, or as someone earning their keep, because life's kind of strange. You can get hit
right.
in the head.
Right. Well, you know, and I think a lot of people look at fitness as a separate entity. You know, that this is a program that I'm going to look great, or I'm not going to have a heart attack if I exercise a little bit, or this is going to lower my blood pressure, or, you know, we're very very specific when we talk about what we are doing, and it's always a physical thing. And when we start looking at it as a full lifestyle transformation and enhancement, and looking at the way we care for ourselves and our bodies, that you know, you want to be able to fully express you know, what means something to you. And you can't do it if you're in a body that's not able to express what you're really here to do.
And that goes back to a person's, really his or her dream. I often ask people, what would you be if you could be anything? And if you can't get off the couch,
mm-hmm.
unless your vision of you is to sit on that couch for the rest of eternity,
mm-hmm.
You've got to get fit enough to get off that couch to go even attempt to get to that perfect you.
Right, right. You know, I mean, it's so funny. We see a lot of, you know, kids modeling their parents who are sitting on the couch saying out loud, well, you know, I could do X, Y, and Z if I was a professional football player.
Right.
I could do X, Y, and Z if I did this. There's no if to it. Just get out there and do it. You know, football players, they train hard to do what they do. And I often say, I say to women, I'm like, if you're not getting paid to model a swimsuit, then don't worry about it. But you know what? You want to feel great about yourself. You don't want to be hiding in a muumuu because, you know, you don't have the confidence because you've let yourself go. You know, but you've got to have that self-respect to do something with yourself.
Exactly, and in all aspects, you got to have that self-respect, because if you don't like yourself, you don't want to try to be the best dad. If you don't like yourself, you don't want to be the best husband. If you don't like yourself, you don't want to be the best anything.
Right.
Because you're not going to feel that you're worth it. So that has to change. That's important to change.
We're all worth it. I mean, you just have to make up your mind that that you're ready to, like you said, get off the couch and, you know, really start being an active participant in your own life. We are so reactive. We're very reactive people as a society. And it's the people that are really getting in there and taking charge of themselves instead of allowing things to happen to them, you know, because it's so easy to place blame on why you're fat. I love when people blame McDonald's. them for themselves being fat. I absolutely love that, because it can't possibly be the fact that you've hit the drive-thru three times that day. You know, that has nothing to do with you being fat. Damn it, McDonald's, your fries are just too delicious.
That's right.
You're the reason why I'm fat.
I know you know. Go ahead.
Well, as you know. You love your McDonald's.
Yeah. We are the no excuses group also. I mean, Fix the Family, Fix America is all about don't give us an excuse. You can't blame McDonald's. You can't blame your mother. You can't blame your childhood. You can't blame the people you work with. You can't blame your family. You can't blame anything but yourself.
Right.
Right. So we are all about the personal responsibility. So exactly what you're talking about there, you know, those fries didn't jump in your mouth. I don't remember anyone.
Sometimes I wish they would, though. They are very tasty.
I agree. Sometimes I wish I could manifest wings myself.
I absolutely love it. I mean, it's creating the lifestyle where you're still able to enjoy the things that you love, but you are making a conscious decision to do it.
Right, and to love them, you know, just enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Just love them just enough. You don't have to build an altar for hot wings.
Nope. Just love them when you love them.
That's right. Now,
let me go through real quick all four of our parts of the Fix the Family, Fix America series and let Susie touch on each one. The positive fathering, we just touched on how dads are going to have to be ready. And one of the big things that you're going to push is, dads, you like sex, and don't say you don't. And when you're fit enough, sex comes a little better and easier, right?
Well, and I will tell you from a woman's perspective that we want to be made love to. We want someone to have the stamina to do it as long as we want it.
As long as and as often.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we want to be loved and we want to be revered and we want someone to really take charge of the situation. When you are out of shape and you can't really, you know, give your best and give it your all, get off of me.
There you go.
Period.
I just said it right here. I love it, and that's going to be something that's going to wake up a bunch of fathers.
Get your fat, sweaty self off of me until you can go get in shape and really give it to me the way I want it. There you go.
There you go. Now let's grab that over onto the let's take that to the Make a Difference mothering side, where the father's perspective. Sitting there saying the same thing in the reverse.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Ladies, we owe it to ourselves not just to be a desirable lover, but we owe it to ourselves to feel very confident in our own skin and to say, you know what, I'm a beautiful woman, I feel fantastic with myself, and allow your husband to love you. And as well, and I think that this makes a big difference, you know, just taking a step to the side from sex. But, you know, when mothers and their children are communicating without communicating with each other, your children watch you. And everything you do, everything you say about yourself, they pick up on that. And I want to share something that has really got me on board with Make a Difference Mothering. And you have to make a difference with yourself. I will never forget, and it's been many years, being in a dressing room where, you know, mothers have their children in the dressing room with them. And hearing this woman next to me talk about how fat she was, talk about how gross her butt looked in the swimsuit. Talking about how, oh, God, I need to work out. Oh, God, I'm fat. Well, out they walk, and she's got two little girls with her. And they've just been exposed to this self-loathing.
Self-deprecation.
And it is. And if you can love yourself and give yourself a reason to love yourself, that makes such a big impression on your children to take that with them. And, you know, I'm all about self-love. I really, really am. You've got to put yourself first before you can pick anybody else up. And my children, seeing them be very confident individuals and seeing them be able to feel good about who they are, I know that they have picked a lot of that up from me. If I was standing around beating myself up all the time about how I was fat and I was disgusting and I sucked, my kids would probably look at themselves and go, wow, that's how my mom talks to herself. That's how I'm going to talk to myself too.
Right. That's how I'm going to feel regardless.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
go ahead.
I'm going to jump in there. We as women and mothers have very strong a very strong issue of putting everyone else in front of us. And oftentimes we are martyrs, and it puts a bad energy out there for your kids, and it's showing your children that it's okay to have people walk all over you. And that is my mission, to really help women love themselves, take great care of themselves, to care enough about their bodies to be fit enough to really take control of their life and of their marriage and of their children's lives. And that's it's huge to me. It's my personal mission to make sure women really get what they need in this lifetime.
Exactly. And we've spoken in the past about how we've seen women, you know, sit there in bad relationships.
Yes.
Bad life in general, and just accept it because they don't think that there's anything else.
Right. Right. Well, here's the thing, everybody. You are in charge of your own happiness. It's not going to fall out of the sky. You have absolute, complete control over your life and of your happiness. And you've got to start by being happy with yourself. It's got to start with you.
Exactly right. When people say, you know, it's not going to fall out of the sky, and we were talking earlier where chicken wings don't fall out of the sky for me, which is bad, you must also accept that if chicken wings do not fall out of the sky, happiness does not fall out of the sky.
But
I mean,
if
nothing.
If it did fall out of the sky, then happiness would be soon to follow.
Exactly. So, you know, every time we say I don't feel good about myself, the antithesis of that is I feel good about myself despite. You know, when someone does have some issues with their body, understand it, do something about it, and just accept it, and go and try to change it as necessary. But don't self-deprecate. Don't beat yourself up about it.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that to make a difference.
Here. Yeah, definitely. That is part of making a difference. That makes a huge difference.
And then the third, part three, is pull-through parenting, where we grab the parents together and team them. You know, first we talk to the dad, then we talk to the mom, and now we're talking to both of them. And we want you as a team to set out to change. This should have a subset of changing your children, because as a team, you're now going off to do two things: become better in your relationship and to team work on your children.
Yeah, I mean it really is about presenting a united front. There's nothing worse than you know, my husband and I still have to work on this constantly, because I'm kind of strict, and he's more
woo,
whatever goes. You want to have chocolate cake right now, 10 minutes before dinner? Do it. And I am, you know, I just said no, they can't do it. So it's really coming together and presenting a united front and knowing that, you know, the more loving relationship you have at home and you exhibit that, then that's what your children will know to expect. We've got to break the cycle of these people following this formula of an unhappy relationship because they think that that's what they're supposed to do. You know, I go to school, then I do this, then I get a job, then I get married. I've been with this person for X amount of time, so I guess they're the person I'm going to marry. Well,
right.
Guess what? It's all about love, and that is at the base of it. And when you are able to exhibit that for your children, they come to expect it.
Exactly. Exactly. And one of the examples I have on the Positive Fathering website, which will also go on Pull Through Parenting and Make a Difference Mothering website, it's a ad from a male and a female posted on a popular website where people post what they desire. And it says, I'm married. I got kids, so I'm going to stay in the marriage, but my sex life is missing. And Pull Through Parenting is going to help reconnect these parents so that the man or the woman does not have to go out and say, my sex life is missing, but I'm staying together for the children. That's wrong.
It is. It absolutely is. And, you know, our kids are very perceptive. They know when something's up. So if you're putting on some brave face for your kids, you're actually wrecking their lives and kind of saying, you know what? It's okay to stay somewhere where you're not happy.
You're actually encouraging them to go into bad relationships.
Yes.
And hang out.
Yeah. And make time, because that's really all it is. And you know, it's funny, we talk so much about being responsible for the relationship that you're in and taking ownership of it. And saying, you know what, this is the foundation of what my kids know about love and marriage and relationships and how to treat a man or a woman. And, I mean, we are their ultimate teachers. We as parents, and we've got to be able to give them something to work with.
Right. Exactly right. And let's back up for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, just because you're not a husband-wife combo for your children, let's say, you know, you've divorced or you're a single dad or a single mom, coming back into the Positive Fathering and Make a Difference Mothering, we are going to show you also how to grab outside relationships in your life while making sure your children are still number one priority. You don't have to have the full set of parents because, if your relationship is bad, you need to get out of it.
Yeah.
And find a way to do the Positive Fathering or the Make a Difference Mothering portion without that lovey-dovey relationship with the mother or the father, but you still have to have the relationship enough to make sure the parenting is going correctly.
Right. You know, I see a lot of parents who are able to amicably split when they know that they're doing their best for their children. A lot of the tension rises from the guilt and the stress and the blaming and everything else that comes with, you know, a divorce situation to, you know, start putting it off on the other person, and your kids pick up on that too. They all of a sudden start, you know, looking at you as their role model and saying, well, mommy's blaming daddy, so I guess it's all right for me to put blame on somebody else. We all have a role in the life we are leading, and it's a starring role. So, you know what? You've got to take some personal responsibility for your own happiness and the way you live your life. And, if things aren't working out, you either need to make them work or get out.
Exactly. And so many, as you were just talking, it raised in my head, so many parents are fighting against each other when they have the dual custody, and they need to stop that. So you can, even if you're divorced and separate, you can come through the Pull Through Parenting series, and we show you how to stop that bickering so that when daddy has the kid on his weekend, he's not going, well, this isn't your mother's house. And then when the mother has it, this isn't your father's house.
Right. It's still presenting a united front for your children.
Exactly. Even if you have a strong dislike for each other, you have to work through that and find a way to totally change how you show the children anything that you're trying to teach them, because you can't keep that up. Right. And the last one, part four, reveal your success. I believe it's going to, that is encompassing all of the highlight things that me and you talk about, where your personal responsibility, change your life, change your career, transform yourself into exactly what you want to be. And, of course, Fit Enough shows people how to get to the point where they can get up off that couch and make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not about spending long hours in the gym. It's not about going on some crazy diet. But it is taking personal responsibility for yourself, who you want to be, how you want to live, and stop watching your life pass you by. Start, instead of being reactive, be very proactive for how you want to live.
That's how you want to be, how you want to see yourself, how you want the world to see you. What kind of legacy do you want to leave with your children? What kind of legacy would you like to leave as a person? That, so many people, you know, we just spoke about bars earlier. You can look at this, and the movie Hancock, I watched it recently. I'm not saying go watch it, of course, but one of the things he talked about was he woke up in a hospital with a ticket in his hand, and no one ever claimed him. How many people are going to leave this world and no one's going to notice?
Right.
And that's what part four, Reveal Your Success, is all about. Someone should always notice when you're gone forever. So that's why the legacy you leave with your children is vastly important, because hopefully what you are leaving with them stays for the next generation, and the generation after that, and the generation after that, however long that line keeps continuing to go. And you and I are even on a bigger role than just doing it for our children. We're trying to do it for the rest of the country.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's
pretty big step.
It's also, yeah, exactly. But you know, it's funny that we're talking about modeling and things like that. I mean, I think that what we're saying, Jack, is that, you know, we're real people too. We're still working at this thing. You know, I mean, we're still trying to do the best we can with our children, trying to do the best we can with our spouses, and really trying to fulfill this deep desire and passion to help other people. And we're still working at it. And that's something that everyone needs to know, is it's always a process. You're never done.
Exactly.
You're never
done.
You're always learning. You're always growing. Always.
I know that every single time that my daughter teaches me something, or my wife teaches me something, or I learn a life's lesson, it goes right into this series. It goes right on the website, or it goes right into some way that I can get it to you, the articles or the mentoring on the Anytime Success. Every time I learn that, I go write about it, talk about it, get about it, somehow out to all of the people that are in our program, so that they see it immediately. So when I learn it, you learn it. It's that crucial, and I think that's a very desirable aspect of this.
Yeah, I think.
Because I know.
Go ahead.
Because I know you do the same thing. I mean, when you learn something, you're obviously going to pass it along.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know. Just being, it's funny, being where I am in my life right now and having just the awareness that all of the past experiences have led me to the place where I am right now. It's, nothing is by chance. Nothing.
No.
And being able to share the things that I've learned from my own marriage, from my own children, from my battle of being, very overweight to being crazy obsessed about fitness and the way I looked, and having a bad diet and turning around and getting super cuckoo and not enjoying hot wings. It's finding that middle ground. It's finding the rhythm that works with your life. And that's really what we're hoping to bring to all of America.
That's right. And, that's great that you just said that. You went from one extreme to another extreme, and you found that extremes aren't really working.
Yeah, exactly.
And extremes aren't really fun.
No.
So that's why we have the four parts.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's about teamwork, too. When you think, it's funny, we call ourselves Team Sheena, me and my family. And when we are working together as a goal to be the best we can be, and we're all supporting each other, and we're all accountable to one another, it makes it more fun, but it makes it stick. Me on my crazed weight loss journey, I was going to the gym by myself for 2 hours a day. I was the only one in the house eating brown rice and steamed broccoli. I was the only one that was hell-bent on being a certain size and weighing a certain weight. And it was when I relaxed and said, you know what? My family means more to me. My family is my focus. It is not this pair of skinny jeans. It is my family that is my focus, that we started working together as a team to really, be fit enough to go to Washington, D.C. and take the walking tour, be fit enough to ski in the summer at the lake, be fit enough to, horseback ride and do all these really fun things, throw football out in the front yard, and really be not on the sidelines of our lives, but really enjoying it and playing in it and having fun.
Exactly. You just said something totally incredible, and I don't want to let it go by the wayside. You were trying to fit into the skinny jeans, and my first thought to myself were, what for if all the other stuff was on the side?
Exactly.
What were you trying to – if your family loved you, you weren't doing it for them.
Nope.
If your work paid you for it, obviously you were going to do it, but your work wasn't paying you for it. No one was giving you any incentive to get in those skinny jeans other than yourself and your own deadline and your own vision.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that we work on this sort of, timetable and, inside our own heads a lot of times, and it's when we fail that we have no support network, and that's when we give up, because the what for is not big enough.
That's right, and that's why we are exactly what we just said, thinking big. When we're going across America to do this, we're going to reach as many parents and people as possible. We're thinking humongous, and we said before, we don't want the person to come to us and say, I need to lose 5 pounds and make an extra $2,000 this year. We don't want that person, because they can do that by skipping a meal and digging through the sofa. We are looking for the person that says, I want to transform into the person I wish to be.
I'm ready to step up and be the man that I've always wanted to be the woman I've always wanted to be the parent I've always wanted to be. Here it is. This, and I'm telling you, my husband Mike, he's just an incredible man. But we decided many years ago, and this was, when I kind of relaxed and said, all right, this is fun being all cuckoo crazy with dieting and exercising, and I just want to be fit enough for my family. We actually decided, okay, We want to be the most kick-ass family ever. What does that look like to us? And we sat down with the kids and we started saying, we want to be able to do this together. We want to do this together. We want to do this. We want to do that. And we started really looking at what meant something to our team, the four of us. And I realize some people's teams are bigger or smaller, but, you know, it is what it is. So our team four, we started talking about what we wanted to do with our lives as this family unit. And it was so empowering, and it was so much better than let's pop some popcorn and, you know, watch TV tonight together. Big whoop.
Right.
So now, I mean, you know, we've got real goals, and it's so much more fun. It is really so much more fun knowing that we're all working toward the same thing.
Exactly. And along with that, trying to change America.
Yeah.
So when we say we want you to think big, yeah, when we want you to think big, we're not kidding, because we're thinking humongous. As big as anyone can bring us a thought. Uh-oh. I believe Susie just dropped off. Lost her. She'll probably call back in 2 seconds. But in what we were saying, as big as we think, as big as you can bring us, as big as an idea as you can bring us, we can think bigger. We really will. So let's look at, let's go through this real quick. There's only 8 minutes left in the show, and thank you for tuning in, and I hope you continue to tune in. We will attempt to do this every week at this time. The Fix the Family series, Fix the Family, Fix America series, has 4 parts to it. We're starting off with the positive fathering. Then we're going to make a difference mothering. Then we're going to pull through parenting. And then we're going to reveal your success. You do not have to be a parent or a father or a couple to be in any of these. You can come and success and career changes happen in every one of them. Positive Fathering Workshop starts on February 19th in Columbia, South Carolina. It will be at the Village at Sandhill Community Room at the Village at Sandhill off Clemson Road on February 19th from 12 to 4. You go to www.positivefathering.com, sign up and register. It's $70 off the $99 fee. It's only $29 for you to come, and that includes your food. So when you come at 12 on Friday, from 12 to 1, there'll be some networking and feasting for you, and then we'll get kicked off around 1 o'clock, and you'll get to hear from me, Jack Hatfield. You'll get to hear from the lady you just heard on the call, Susie Sheena, and you'll get to hear from our career guy, Leo Maxson, who's going to give you tips and tricks on how to get more out of your job and your career or change to a new one. For the next 3 hours, we're going to be giving you things that you need to totally make a difference. And it's going to transform your way of thinking. You're going to leave there. You're going to leave the Positive Fathering Seminar on February 19th from 12 to 4 at the Village of Sandhill off Clemson Road. You're going to leave there with a completely new mindset. You're going to leave there thinking, I can do this. You're going to leave there thinking, I want to do this. You are going to say to yourself, why wouldn't I do this? Why wouldn't I do this? Because on the flip side, if I continue to do what I'm doing, I'm not going to be a better father. I'm not going to be a better husband. And I'm not going to do any better in my job. But if I listen to some of the ideas that's going to be presented to you in those 3 hours, we are going to be changing the way you look at yourself, the way you look at everything you are. It's going to be an incredible transformational journey for you to come to this seminar on February 19th from 12 to 4. And remember, we're going to feed you lunch from 12 to 1. You're going to network with all the other fathers. You're going to get your ideas together. And it's going to be an incredible, incredible time. And then you're going to have at least three of us there. One of the other things I see that I want to touch on real quick is that there's an awful lot of people going around saying, you know, our seminars, come check them out and get educated. And then you come to find out that the person on the website does not ever show up to these things. It's actually just a team of people that go around and show you. Well, we're trying to make a difference there, because at least one of us will be at every one of these workshops for you, and all of us will be at the boot camps if necessary. A boot camp is a 3-day intensive where we give you, you go deeper into each of the categories. And you'll learn more about that at the workshop. Again, this is going across America. It is the Fix the Family, Fix America series. If we can get our families back around the dinner table and start reconnecting as people, as dads, as moms, as children, as families, we can make a big difference. We can make a huge difference in the direction that we want this country to go, because we've stopped getting around that dinner table. We've stopped communicating with our children, and we've stopped. We've had a generational distance between ourselves now, and we need to fix that. There have been so many, like I was saying earlier, there's so many fatherhood initiatives that have went out there with all the intentions in the world, and fail. And one of the amazing things about a model fatherhood program, this is actually printed, and you'll get that inside your workbook. We give you a workbook inside the workshop. And one of the things that's actually printed is what a model fatherhood program is achieving one person to, a positive response of over 10%. Now, I can tell you that Fix the Family, Fix America series has already done this. We did it with our very first father. We're not going into this as a goal of fixing one dad 10% better. No. We're going into this to fix every dad that wants to be helped and change in as many ways that he wants to change. We'll get him there. Not 10%, not 2%, not 20%, not 50%. We'll change. We promise you this. Any father that wants to change, we will help you make the 100% transformation into any direction you desire to go. And that's an important element. So the model fatherhood program that has occurred in the past only has to do one father 10% better. We beat that with our first father. Wow. So with 120 seconds remaining in this show, I want to thank you with the bottom of my heart for tuning in. I'm so glad you're on this journey with me. Thanks again to Susie. Sorry we lost her and she didn't get to finish her thought. But thanks again for calling in, Susie, and giving how your Fit Enough mentoring is going to be helping these people. Subsequent shows are going to be having the other mentors call in, and we'll be doing those interviews. So you need to stay tuned in here to Jack Hatfield's Fix the Family, Fix America series, coming to a city near you starting February 19th, 12 o'clock, Village of Sand Hill off Clemson Road in Columbia, South Carolina. No matter what state you're in, you can go right now to www.positivefathering.com and go ahead and reserve your seat, because we'll be coming close to you and we'll find a way to get you over there. It's only $29 right now for you to show up and get food. So please, www.positivefathering.com, www.fixthefamilyfixamerica.com, and we are on a mission to change this country and get the family back around the dinner table. I thank you for joining in. I'd like to thank Susie for being here. I'm so happy you listened. Please send me an email about this radio series at jhatfield@fixthefamilyfixamerica.com. I so wish to hear from you, and I thank everyone for listening. Please have a great day. Have a great life. Be a great dad, mom, parent, and child and as a family sit together tonight, look at each other and go, thank you. Thank you for being with me. I look forward to seeing each and every one of you across this country. Have a fantastic day. Thank you again. Fix the family. Fix America.